General Motors plans to resume production in phases starting May 18th by calling back a single shift of workers at its River Road facility in Tonawanda and at its other plants around the country. On a conference call Monday, GM's corporate medical director, Dr. Jeffrey Hess, says before returning to work, all employees will get a temperature scan and orientation on the company's new safety protocols, including physical distancing, wearing a mask, and hand sanitizing.
There's lots of parts that we're handling throughout the process of manufacturing our vehicles, and parts get touched many, many times. And while we realize that is a risk, we really stress to our employees hand washing again before eating, drinking, or smoking is the best protection measure we can give them rather than trying to sanitize parts after every time somebody touches it.
Hess says work areas, door handles, and other high touch points will also be sanitized frequently. If an employee arrives at work with a high temperature or they have symptoms they're concerned about, he says GM will offer COVID-19 testing.
And we're also looking at doing testing to validate individuals who are coming back to the workplace after having the disease to make sure they're not bringing it back into the workplace and make sure they're disease-free before they come back in.
Hess says the company will also be doing contact tracing for any employee who comes down with the disease. GM's Lockport Components plant resumed limited operations last week. Ford is also planning to resume limited production at its facilities nationwide, including its Woodlawn stamping plant, Monday. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.